This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1815. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, medium and shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 3rd, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Ethiopia, Finland, Germany, Goa, India, International Vacuum, Japan, Korea South, Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, New Zealand, North America, Palau, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Solomon Islands, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. When something goes wrong, it's news. When something is working fine, it's not. Which is why I often point out mistakes and problems with especially shortwave broadcasters. Yet, there are a lot more of them happening than I ever mention on this program. However, here's something that simply cannot be overlooked. Radio Australia, on February 26th, I tuned in at 1404 to find dead air on all three frequencies, 9580, 12065, and 12085. At least New Zealand was functional on 9700. And then came reports from others about this. Jim K5JG in Texas says, I was listening to Radio Australia from 1230, but at approximately 1300, they lost all audio and were transmitting a dead carrier ever since. We don't know how long this lasted, but it was at least 4.5 hours, maybe all night. Glenn Bloom, also in Texas, says it was still dead air at 1722. Of course, we checked 24 hours later and were pleased to find that things were back to normal, with Radio Australia managing to modulate. DX or JRX, that's José Ronaldo Xavier in Cabedelo Paraíba, Brazil, has been monitoring Radio Belarus on 11730, which for some reason comes in much better in South America than North America, even though I suppose it's intended mainly for Europe. At 20 UT of February 28th, he had their service in Spanish, which is not on the air every day, and says the signal was good and modulation was exceptional, which is rare for that station. March 1st at 2000, they were in English instead on that day of the week, a Tuesday, but there was moderate transmitter buzz and only fair modulation. March 2nd, more English at 2045 UT, he says a good signal and very poor modulation. Oh, that Spanish broadcast you heard was on a Sunday, but it's only 20 minutes carved out of the one-hour English broadcast. They went back to English at 2020. Also on the hardcore DX list, another active Brazilian DXer, Daniel Williams in Nova Chaventina, Mato Grosso, reports hearing a pirate apparently in São Paulo State, Brazil, on 6936. Rádio Saxofone, or saxophone, because they were playing that kind of music. But he says it sounded like the announcer was out of his mind. This was February 20th at 0150 UT, which of course is the time of day when you might expect to hear North American pirates around that frequency. Brazil is so big that they think they can and should put more than one station on the same tropical band frequency. 4915, for instance, has two stations. And I think they were playing games with each other, or at least one of them was. February 27th at 2350, I heard a rather strong open carrier, dead air. In fact, it was the strongest signal below 5,000 on that band, but it came and went. At midnight 37, I was hearing a much weaker signal, but it had some music. The carrier came on again as if to block it. At 0101, the weaker station was coming in again with a full ID, which must have been Rádio Daqui in Goiânia, because it mentioned frequencies in the 49 and 25 meter bands. Therefore, the station covering it up would be the other one, Rádio Difusora Macapá, which has no such imaginary companions. Via Hans-Jörg Biener and Andy Reid news that CBC in Sydney, Nova Scotia, has added FM for CBC Radio 1 to 1140, but they're not taking the AM frequency off the air. It's been on since 1948. The new Nested FM is on 92.1 to improve reception. It seems the topography of Cape Breton means there are places where FM is better than AM, and I dare say the reverse would also be true. Also, via Hans-Jörg Biener, a story February 28th from The Scope at Ryerson.ca that the new low-power radio station at Ryerson University in Toronto on 1280 is set to launch on March 31st, officially that is. However, in NRC, Mike Brooker in Toronto says he already heard it testing on March 2nd, parallel to their web stream. That is CJRU with a power of only 99 watts day and night. You might think it would have some problem from the 50 kilowatt day and night station in Montreal on the same frequency. However, I see it's aiming its signal mostly toward the north. Probably more of a problem in Toronto from the 5 kilowatt station across the lake in Rochester, New York, which it seems does aim toward Toronto. Since China Radio International withdrew from its medium wave relays on U.S. 1540 stations, we wondered what about CHIN in Toronto. Paul Crankshaw in the U.K. reports to the medium wave circle, "No more Tell My DJ or Your Opinions Matter. I heard a Morse ID DJFM on 1540. This took me to DJFM Toronto's dance music station." Wikipedia says on 10 February, CHIN dropped CRI simulcasts and has replaced it with dance music from that DJFM. So look for a Morse ID on 1540. He heard it 20 seconds after 0600 UT, and the tones were 981 hertz on the high side. Paul Crankshaw adds, "It's the overnight China radio broadcasts that have been dropped in favor of dance music. I don't suppose anyone was listening anyway, so it's not clear whether the daytime hours are still carrying CRI." We seem to be stuck in Toronto for one more item, this one from me. On 1610, February 25th, after a Spanish announcement at 05 UT, I was hearing O Canada, the national anthem. So that was CHHA, Voces Latinas, in Toronto. I'm wondering if any or all Canadians play O Canada at local midnight. I don't think so. I certainly have not noticed it. And certainly the CBC stations don't do it. So I suppose it's optional, unlike in Mexico. Chris Greenway in England says it's worth watching to see if there is any change in Cuban jamming activity in advance of President Obama's visit there March 21st and 22nd. Somehow, I doubt there will be. Updating last week's item about that new clandestine for Ethiopia, Radio Omenichi, or OMN, which apparently is based in Minnesota. The frequency 9480 was used initially via Bulgaria, but Ivo Ivanov says as of February 20th, it changed to 15170 in the Oromo language, Wednesday through Sunday, scheduled from 1802 to 1901. However, checking this further, he found that on February 24th and 25th, it didn't come on the air until 6 or 7 minutes late. Scandinavian Weekend Radio is a 100-watt non-pirate station in Finland, which carries out regular broadcasts for 24 hours on the first Saturday of each month, plus some additional holidays. This is actually starting at 2200 UT on March 4th this month and lasts for 24 hours. They have two frequencies on the 49-meter band and two on the 25, which they alternate, supposedly to pick whichever one has the least interference. 6170 and 5980, 11720 and 11690. The schedule is published in advance of their expected usage, which I think isn't always followed exactly. Thanks to Ivo Ivanov for putting up the expected schedule at the Bulgarian blog spot. But for the latest info and program details, go to their own website, swradio.net. It is, however, almost all in Finnish, and with only 100 watts, quite a DX challenge to hear beyond Europe. Channel 292, now active from Germany on 6070, is carrying lots of different programs now, since they are temporarily offering free airtime, intended mainly for reception in Europe, but they did carry out a test in North America with that DigiDX, despite the presence of CFRX Toronto on the same frequency. Best to check their website for the latest additional bookings. It's www.channel292.de. Alan Gale has brought this to our attention and naming some of the clients they are now broadcasting. I'll just pick a few. Radio Albatross, Laser 558, Achim's Oldies, RWI, Atlantis FM, and Radio 6 International from Scotland will be coming up a bit later. Already on the schedule are Hobart Radio International, Mennonite Radio, and Broad Spectrum Radio. Wolfgang Guschel explains why they were off and what they mean now by being on high power. They've been off for nearly 2 months, or running only 10 watts of power, because the German FNA or BNA visited the location and there was a complaint. Their dipole antenna was too close to an open public street, so they had to reduce power in order to protect the public from dangerous shortwave radiation exposure. The owner put the new license number on their website, so likely the whole antenna installation was moved, replaced, or reshuffled. He thinks the shortwave power is now in the 5 to 10 kilowatt range. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports good reception of All India Radio on 11560, which is listed as the Panaji Goa site. On February 27th, he says the frequency is very rarely active during this current period, but it had a good signal at 1315 in Dari, 1415 in Pashto, and an unscheduled PS in English at 1530. Via DX India, Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam reports that All India Radio in Kurseong has been putting out spurs 35 kHz below its nominal frequencies, 4895 morning and evening to night, and 7230 in the daytime. February 28th, around 0128, he heard them on 4860 with distorted audio with Sanskrit news. And the daytime spur was on 7195. Tim Bucknell in the UK reports a jamming war in international vacuum. 256.95 megahertz via SATCOM, those unintentional relays of ground stations. Amazing, a techno pirate fighting with Islamic programming in Russian and Arabic, and a Russian dude breaking in to yell about Putin and Patriarch Kirill. This is all via the satellite at 72 degrees east over the Indian Ocean, reported at 21 UT, February 28th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1815. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Reynolds, also known as Ramsey on WBCQ, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 7-3-7-0-2. As usually happens, we get more contributions over the holidays, so I've been spreading out acknowledgments one at a time, but now we're caught up and are welcoming new contributions. February 29th at 06:55, I was hearing the Radio Japan interval signal on 11790. Looking it up, that was preceding a one-hour broadcast in Japanese at 07 to 08 on a 330-degree antenna to the Siraf zones designated 23, 24, and 33. It looks like this is meant for Manchuria, so I wonder if there are still ethnic Japanese speakers there in that part of China. Also Siberian regions north and northeast of there. Although the 330 antenna also carries on right across to Western Europe. Sung Chul Cho in South Korea tells me he has confirmed the transmitter site of the Korean numbers station designated V24. It's in Gongneung near Seoul, the same site which transmits Echo of Hope on 6250-4885 and medium wave jamming on 657 and 1053 kilohertz. And he's put up YouTube recordings made near the transmitter, he says. The times and frequencies for this are 5290 at 1430, 5715 at 1430, and 5900 at 1530. All of these made in late February. But listening to some of them, I hear mostly music. But I guess they eventually get around to Korean numbers. Ron Howard in California says the two remaining shortwave frequencies from Malaysia, normally carrying separate programming, have been in parallel quite a bit lately. This is due to the upcoming elections in Malaysia, 9835 and 11665. February 26th, they were both carrying Sarawak FM special programming at 1335 to 1401, a public forum. Also in parallel, February 27th, about the same time, 1331 to 1339, mostly vernacular but some English, addressing the Chinese community. And on March 2nd, they were playing their national anthem at sign-off 1601 on 11665, while 9835 remained on the air. Picky, but I maintain that if you're doing time signals, they should be accurate or not done at all. Latest station with off-time signals is Radio New Zealand International, 9700, twice recently at 14 UT. I've timed their time signal about 3 seconds late. February 28th at midnight, 7 UT, I found the All India Radio interval signal about 20 hertz below 6955 in USB. Of course, that must have been a North American pirate, and they proceeded to play a number of other interval signals, many of them classic ones, no longer in use. Quite an enjoyable broadcast. I thought it might have been WLIS, We Love Interval Signals, but no ID was heard. Finally, there was a CW ID after a pause at midnight 21 for PWI. I thought they were sending PIWI, but I guess it could have just as well have been PEEWEE, as others reported later. But strangely enough, checking HF Underground, I found no other logs of this at the time I was listening for all those interval signals. The other ones included Minsk, Consul Nova in Brazil, Bulgaria in Turkish, China Radio International in domestic China, Radio Prague, Radio Denmark. That was certainly nostalgic, opening the first of 3 broadcasts to North America many years ago on 15165. Also NHK, Radio Finland, I think it may have been Tahiti, Voice of America Rhodes signing off, and Iran. On Sundays only, World Harvest Radio Palau, real call sign T8WH, is on the air until 1430 UT on 9930. where it's supposed to be. But February 28th at 14:15, they were way off frequency. I measured them on 9929.928 during a religious program in English. Daniel Williams in Brazil is now using an R75 receiver, allowing him to measure frequencies accurately. He reports to Radio Voz Cristiana in Huancayo, Junin, Peru. February 20th at 23:51 on 4985.508. But since then, it's been blocked by the reactivated Radio Brasil Central since February 26, which is close to 4985 even. Ron Howard in California reports hearing the English broadcast of Radio Pilipinas with fair reception on all three frequencies, 15640, 17700, and 17820, March 1st between 0232 and 0250. The program was DFA online, news and events from different Philippine embassies and consulates around the world, with a profile of Rolando de la Cruz, inventor of an antiviral and antifungal cream preparation derived from cashew nuts that non-surgically removes warts, molds, and other skin imperfections. And later on, it's more fun in the Philippines. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany says, with public television in bankruptcy in Romania, it seems the radio arm is also in trouble. But it's hard to find any additional info on the English and German websites of Radio Romania International. There was a report quoting someone in Slovenia with Slovenian radio and television who was concerned about the intended modification of the Romanian Public Radio and Television Act, who said, "I don't see any reason to change the rules of the game." Last week, we reported that both frequencies of Solomon Islands Broadcasting had been missing, 9545 and 5020. But Ron Howard and I were hearing at least carriers erratically on both of them at various times, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. I would hear it mostly around 13 UT. It seems they were testing, switching back from one frequency to another unpredictably. And Ron also heard 9545 at 0438 UT until off at 4:58, February 28th. Ugandan Diaspora P10 Radio continues its daily broadcast at 16:30 to 17 UT on 15405 via France. Rich Ray in Chicago was hearing them on February 27th. Ivo Ivanov indicates, however, there have been some problems in keeping the transmission going during that half hour. I also heard a poor signal February 28th at 16:50 with some Doppler flutter. Art Delibert in Maryland reported it February 29th with a port-de-fer signal until 1700 with some traditional music, a recording of President Obama speaking of the need for peaceful changes in leadership. And they mentioned Ugandan diaspora. However, another target broadcast, if not clandestine for Uganda, has come to light. Updated schedules from Centec in South Africa showed these broadcasts, but without identifying exactly what they were. And each time is on the air only certain days of the week on different frequencies, making them hard to keep track of. Wolfgang Büschel and other German and Austrian DXers were hearing them on weekends in February, but not identified. Finally, via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, Mano Ritola at the WRTH Facebook has identified it as Radio Lead Africa Media. They say they are continuing to have test transmissions on this complex schedule and are asking for listener feedback. They say this is one of the ways to dislodge dictator Museveni. Museveni must go. Of course, there was recently an election in Uganda, and the one who went was his main opponent. He went to jail. Anyhow, their Facebook page for more info is slantradio.lead.africa, and the R, L, and A are capitalized. On Sunday, February 28th, Alan Pennington in England was hearing this on 9430 from TuneIn at 2020 until abruptly cut off at 2101. There was rapid fading, but it was all talk in Swahili until English started at 2045. Political talk about Uganda, but there was no ID. Another time on their schedule is 03-04 UT on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, only on 5910. So I tuned that in on March 1st and was hearing it, but unfortunately Columbia was also on the air, off frequency to the high side and making a very bad heterodyne interference. I listened for about half an hour but did not hear any English. Anyhow, it's Radio Lead Africa Media. Ron Howard was also listening to that and says there was no English during that hour. From March 1st, WBCQ had to change frequency from 5110. I assume because of a MarsNet I recently logged on 5112. The new frequency, nominally, is 5130. And that was first heard, UT March 2nd, during Amateur Radio Roundtable. At 0212, they were still tuning it up and the frequency was jumping around a bit. This, of course, affects Area 51, including the World of Radio broadcast, UT Mondays at 0400, approximately. New frequency 5130, more or less. It so happens that there's already a broadcast station on that out-of-band frequency, known as Radio Sedai Zindagi, or Afghan Christian Radio, coming from Kyrgyzstan. Fortunately, it's only on the air about 3 hours a day, and not every day, between 15 and 18 UT, when there's no possibility of mutual interference with a North American station or vice versa. Let's hope their limited schedule is continuing. James Branham in Oklahoma City says, I'm only airing 1 hour programming on WBCQ in March, UT Fridays at midnight on 7490. But I'm adding 2 hours of programming on Channel 292 in Rohrbach, Germany, 6070. We're still working out the kinks of the time for those broadcasts, but check his website for the latest details, broadspectrumradio.com. As I first reported last week, WMLK in Pennsylvania finally got on the air again, at least with an open carrier test, the afternoon of February 22nd. Nothing further, however, was heard until the afternoon of February 26th by myself, Walt Salmaniv, and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. And it was not until March 1st that any modulation was heard. It was the old Yahweh programming featuring EJOM, E-J-O-M, as they themselves abbreviate their deceased founder, Elder Jacob O. Meyer. Many listeners are hearing that, roughly between 18 and 2130 UT. In the British DX Club, the Facebook page of WMLK is quoted as saying that their other test frequency, which no one has reported yet, is 15150. It's slightly off frequency to the high side, and if this is really their new transmitter, unfortunately the modulation is just as low as it was on their old transmitter, although organ music could be louder. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels, March 14th, 15th, and 16th, A and K indices at 30 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 115 March 4th to 90 by March 21st. That's World of Radio 1815. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.